Good afternoon. My name is Scott Franklin. I'm going to say right off the bat, because Keith told me he didn't like country songs. And I forgave him for that. I forgave him. But once I forgave him, I went home and I listened through two of the albums he said he really, really loved. And I listened straight through to those. And I'm losing my voice this weekend, so I wrote the whole song in my head. Not in my head, but I wrote it without singing it. And I was playing the guitar and I was singing it in my head. And anyway, it would be a rock and roll song, I believe, if I could sing the voice in my head. And when I opened up my mouth, I said, man, I can only sing like two or three notes. And so it sounds dangerously close to country, but I want you to know, Keith, that maybe next week it'll be better. So one of the things that stood out to me that Keith said was that, you know, as a leader, the leadership that he learned in the Navy, I asked him for some advice, and in being a leader, and he said to encourage, don't enforce. And I thought how wise that was. Encourage the people that you're leading, but don't enforce, because you're gonna get everything you need enforced by what you put into them. he was a rigger in the Navy, which he didn't laugh when I said that. Was that a rigorous job? No, I didn't say that yesterday. But he was a rigger in the Navy, and I thought this is really neat. Like, I never thought about this before. How do you get supplies to ships when they're out in the middle of the sea? So for 3 years, he was in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea and on the USS Seattle, and it was a supply ship, so they would restock other ships, and so the other ship would pull up right next to them. And how do you get a cable, which weighs hundreds of pounds, maybe thousands, I don't know, but how do you get a cable over to another ship? You can't just throw it. They'd have a shotgun with a little string, and they'd shoot it, and the string would go over. Then they pull that string to the other ship, to a rope, and then a bigger rope, and a bigger rope, and a bigger rope, until finally they could pull a cable across. And that's how they would supply the other ship. And I thought that was... He talked about everything they had to do with the winches to keep the cables... to keep the cables in order, to keep them from kinking up. And so I'm always looking for parallels to life from things that the veterans say. And so I thought, well, I asked him about kinks in life, and he said, well, I didn't really have any kinks in life, you know. And then I asked him about, he talked about how they repaired a hole in their ship at sea. Another ship ran into theirs, and right at sea in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, they put a clamp and big piece of metal and mattresses to seal it. And, you know, I said, well, how did you do that in your own life? And he said, well, I never had any big problems in life. And but anyway, we talked more, and there actually were some big problems. But the truth came out that he said, I never had time for problems. So he was good at figuring out how to fix things, and that's kind of how his he definitely had problems, but he fixed them on the spot with whatever he had. So this is called Looking Ahead.